Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Just getting moving and grooving right here on the Burgundy and Gold. Today, you're tapped in the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Number to call is 301-230-0980. See a couple of you all lined up on the phones already. We'll get to you because there's a lot to chew on here over the next 3 hours. Top of the 5 o'clock hour. If you're not tuned in now or throughout the entirety of the segment, make sure you're tuned in then. Former Redskins head coach Jay Gruden hopped on with Grant and Danny yesterday and gave some pretty strong thoughts on how Washington should handle their rookie right tackle Josh Connerly Jr. moving forward. We'll get to that coming up. Top of the 5 o'clock hour. Right now, I want to get into this. Yesterday, we found out, and it kind of got spoiled earlier in the afternoon, that Jaden Daniels is going to be listed as day-to-day with a knee sprain. And according to Adam Schefter of ESPN and then our pal John Keim of ESPN, the injury is not believed to be serious. I want to just start off with that. Maybe this is me being overly critical. Maybe this is me being too much of a cynic. I know they don't care whether I trust them or not, but I do not trust Dan Quinn and the information that they give out about injuries based off of how they treated last year. To their credit, there was a point in time, and Chris Russell can speak to this, where people were probably fighting to see who could leak the news out to the national media first. Now it's whisper quiet when it comes to things that happen over in Ashburn, right? There is a new day over at Big Bear AI's training facility, right? They don't want to divulge this info. I think tomorrow, we're going to get an injury report tomorrow. If he is listed as a full non-participant, meaning DNP, I am going to assume that this sprain is not just a grade one sprain. And that's me assuming, and I get to do that, right? Why do I get to do that? Because they don't divulge the info. So before all of you angry nitwits call in talking about, what do you mean, Linnell? You don't have any information. Why are you saying that the sprain is worse than what it is? I get to assume injury information when it's not provided to us. So if he is listed as a complete DNP tomorrow, I will take it as, okay, maybe it's a little bit more serious. And if you're... didn't get the chance, rather, to hear us yesterday. Three levels of knee sprains. Grade 1 sprain, grade 2 sprain, grade 3 sprain. Grade 1 sprain, I think it's a situation where you can throw a brace on it and go let him try and play through it. Would I do that? Hell no. Grade 2 sprain, by definition, there is a partially torn ligament. Now, if that is the case, and this is why I don't, and I had this conversation with Grant Paulson yesterday. Here's why I don't think it is a grade two sprain. If it was a grade two sprain, unless they're just committed to their dog and pony show bit, they would have just put him on short-term IR, got the roster spot open, and rolled with it. Unless you think they're trying to really, you know, participate in just high levels of gamesmanship with the Raiders, I just don't think that's worth it. So I think it's probably just a grade one sprain, and we'll see whether or not he gets to dictate whether he plays or not. And that's kind of what we talked about yesterday. Either way, no matter what type of sprain it is, and Anthony, I know this is where we kind of disagree here, no matter what level of sprain it is, I do not want Jaden Daniels playing on Sunday. I just don't. I would rather be overly cautious than not cautious enough.
Oh, no, we agree.
So we agree on
that. Yeah, I don't want to see him play Sunday.
So if there's really nothing that you – there's no info that can be divulged between now and Friday, I guess.
Nope.
To where he's played Sunday, and nope. You'd be okay with it. I think we're totally on the same page with this. The next part of the conversation is how do you move forward, right? The knee sprain has happened. Thursday night happened. As I said yesterday, this is the reality of being a fan of a team with a running mobile quarterback. Ravens fans deal with this. I think Bills fans deal with this. Right? And maybe it's a little bit less for Bills fans because Josh Allen doesn't normally get hurt. But Lamar Jackson is someone that has missed time throughout his career. Joe Burrow, and he's not, I guess, viewed as a mobile quarterback, but he's a guy that's got an injury history. When that is something that's on your mind as a fan, it is going to color how you view the group. And the conversation that I think needs to be had is, does Jaden Daniels just straight up need to change his play style? What do I mean by changing the play style? To me, it's more about him. And let me just answer the question, I guess, first. No, I don't think he needs to change his play style. I just think he needs to be more diplomatic, use more discernment in terms of protecting himself. He is straight up taking too many shots. And I get it, Jaden. You're a, you know, dog-ass competitor. What were we calling him yesterday, Ant? Tony Tough-ass? I get it. I love the bit. It's not a bit, so let me not disrespect it and call it that. But I like the way that he approaches the game of football, right? There's only one way to play it. It's at 100 miles an hour with his hair on fire. I get that. But at some point, someone's got to talk to him. And this is what I think has to happen. It's going to take someone that he respects the hell out of to pull him to the side and say, hey, Slim, I get it, right? What you did last year. You came in, took the NFL by storm, led the National Football League in scramble yards. You scrambled at a historic clip, not just relative to last year, but relative to the history of the game. I don't want you to stop scrambling, Jaden. I don't want you to change your style at all. I just want you to know when to give yourself up. And I think that's where we're at. Even dating back to the hit that happened on Thursday. In reality, Jaden Daniels didn't need to take that hit. He could have just gotten down once he broke the pocket and fell and gave himself up. This is what we're talking about. It's that extra gear that he has. I'll even take it a step further. Do I want him to change his play style? No. Do I think he can be more diplomatic in protecting himself? Do I think he has the ability to do it? I honestly don't trust him to do it. I don't. This is who he is, right? What's the old saying? You could take a dog out to fight, but you can't take the fight out of a dog. This is who the hell he is at this point. He has been playing the quarterback position like this for the better part of 15, 16 years. If you've been playing football since you were 6, 7 years old, this is who you are. So, no, I don't have a whole lot of confidence that he's just going to all of a sudden not take hits. But the mentality's got to change. And that, to me, is probably the most difficult piece of this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates,
From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, this begs the question, how do you protect Jaden from Jaden? Because I agree, I don't want Jaden Daniels changing his play style.
Certainly.
So then if you just said it as well, that you don't necessarily trust Jaden to, you know, be diplomatic. And
when I say that, it's not me getting on Jaden. It's not me trying to slight him. It's just I know Slim.
That's just
I feel like he's my brother. You know what I'm saying? It's my dog. I know how he thinks. He's an athlete.
So then I'll question whether or not you think this falls on Cliff. Can Cliff find ways to, you know, tweak the offense to a point where Jaden isn't putting himself at risk as much? And I think you can necessarily go about that. We've seen this, though. We've seen this with star quarterbacks in today's NFL. We've seen this with Josh Allen last year. Josh Allen last year threw the ball. Hold on, let me pull up the stat. He had 483 attempts. Before that, he had 579 attempts, 567 attempts, 646 attempts.
What was that a result of, though, is what you're saying? The James Cook being used more and them taking some of the stuff off his plate.
Exactly. They tweaked the entire offense. They did a lot more under center because guess what? When you're under center, you can do more in the run game. When you're in shotgun, you can't necessarily do that. Like, you're doing inside zone, you're doing toss, you're doing counter. Like, it's not a lot of variation in the run game. So I think we need more Jaden under center more, and I think – with that, you can do a little bit more play action. You get him outside the pocket. You can do a little bit more in terms of the offense when you're under center.
So it expands
naturally. It will fall on Cliff to tweak the offense a little bit more just to protect Jaden from Jaden.
So I hear that, right? That Cliff does share some of the blame with this, but I push back because it's not like Cliff is calling a bunch of designed runs, though, eh?
I understand
Jaden
that.
Jaden is choosing to leave the pocket and scramble.
But he's susceptible to getting hits because he's in the shotgun all the time. Look at Joe Burrow. He can't get right. One, he doesn't have a line in front of him, but also he's in shotgun 90% of the time. We're also in shotgun 90% of the time. So, again, divvy it up.
I think, first of all, your point about going under center. Last year, he was under center in terms of the rest of the NFL, the fewest out of all the quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Yep.
He had zero passing attempts from under center last year. Excuse me, one passing attempt, rather, from under center last year, and it was off of play action. He had zero drop back pass attempts from under center. Here's the thing, Ant. Like, I get the idea of wanting to put him under center more. I still don't know if that stops him from scrambling.
I'm not saying it's going to stop
and that's
him from
where,
scrambling.
Like, that's where all these – it's not like Cliff is going out and calling 8 to 10 design quarterback runs per contest. This is on Jaden to me. He wears the blame. I get where Cliff – and we're going to get into the Commanders' offensive numbers throughout the first 2 weeks before we get into the 5 o'clock hour because, look, if you are Cliff Kingsbury, I mean, very clearly, what are we, number one in the NFL in terms of rushing EPA? But if you look at the attempts, after 2 weeks, we're damn near at the bottom. So, yes, they've got to lean into the running attack more. I totally agree. That is where I think Cliff wears the blame. But in terms of the play style, to answer the question here, no, I don't think he needs to change the play style. But who's going to make Jaden stop scrambling? No one. And I don't want anyone to make him stop scrambling, because the moment he stops scrambling, the moment that defenses do not fear him attacking the line of scrimmage as a traditional passer, he's not as effective. He's just not. And I'm not giving away state secrets when I say that. He can beat you from within the pocket, totally. Right? He can carve you up. He can dissect defenses when they're not being disguised. But, like, what makes him special, what his elite trait and gift is the ability to hurt you with his legs. And the moment he begins to deviate away from that, I think he's a different quarterback.
But we're not saying you can't necessarily still be impactful with your legs. It's more so just taking, I guess, a little bit more off of his plate. Like,
and I know you probably heard this before. A hard head make a soft ass. I'm telling you. You look, a hard head, that's the best way I can put it. A hard head make a soft ass. He gonna get hit. And maybe this is the hit that does it. Because okay. You know how it is. All it takes is that. That's what I say about Bill. And Chris Russell, I think you tweeted this out. Bill jump cutting all over the place. It's going to take one linebacker going upside his head. He ain't going to want jump cut no more. You're not going to come through the hole with the same eagerness once some pads get put on you. That's just how it is. I want to open up the phones on this, though. 301-230-0980 is the number. Jayden Daniels injured right now. And it's the second year that we've had to deal with him with an injury. This time it happens on a play where he scrambles. The question is this. Does Jayden Daniels need to change his play style? And I want to add a layer onto this question for the callers. How much responsibility should Cliff Kingsbury take for the amount of hits that Jayden Daniels has taken to this point? 301-230-0980 is the number. Question is this. Does the quarterback of your Washington Commanders, Jayden Daniels, does he need to change his play style? We'll take your calls on that next. Plus, Mina Kimes of ESPN sounded off yesterday about her thoughts on how Jayden Daniels has been used throughout the first 2 weeks of this season. We'll let you hear from her, plus take your calls next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.